Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith of Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment segment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith. You're going to be encouraged in the process that we go through in our faith. You're going to be encouraged in your everyday life. God uses our everyday life to grow us, to groom us, to stretch us, to move us, to empower us, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. As we learn about him, as we apply the word of God, as we read and study the word, and we apply that word, live that word obediently by faith and trust every single day, we become more and more like him. Line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor, we become more like our risen Savior. We become more in the engrafted image of who he is in our everyday life. We die, we get rid of ourselves, we live more for the glory and for the praise and for the purpose of God. And God is so awesome because he chooses unlikely people for his purpose and his plan. And when God chooses unlikely people, when he chooses a family, when he chooses a person, an individual, a tribe, a nation, a kingdom of people, no one or nothing can stop what he says. His word is final. And when he's called you for his purpose and his plan, you're going to do what he says. He can wait you out. God is long-suffering, and he knows how to wait and apply enough pressure that you run to him and see that he's the answer and the source of your life and what you need. And I'm so grateful that God has chosen us for such a time as this to show glory, to give praise, to give honor to him, but also to be the light and the light for someone else, to be that encouragement from someone else, to be that salt and that savor that someone else needs to see that will bring them into the kingdom or keep them into the kingdom and encourage their walk of faith. We are now studying faith. We're talking about faith, and we're on this series of faith, so we're going to get into the Word of God. And I hope that you were able to listen yesterday. I'm going to read the scripture that we read on yesterday in different interpretation. I believe that when you study the Word of God, you need to have different interpretations besides just the King's language, so that whenever you read it, its expression of the Word is real to you. You hear and you feel and you grasp with your spirit and by faith what God is saying. So we're going to go back because we're dealing with faith and we're on a series of faith. And we're going to look at Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 2, and we're going to see what it says in these different interpretations of the word, and we're going to get back into this study. So if you're ready, we're going to read, and we're going to read first out of the Living Bible and hear what it says. It says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. By faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things were made at God's command, and that they were all made from things that cannot be seen. That's the Living Translation, and I like what it says because it says, what is faith? It gives a description of what faith is. The Message Bible says this. It says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguishes our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word that we see created by what we didn't see. The Amplified version says it this way, and I love this. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact
what is not revealed to the senses. I love that. For by faith, trust, and holy favor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimonies born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put into order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible.
The New King James Version says it like this.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things we are seeing were not made of things which are visible. So when we talk about faith and we look at faith and we begin to understand faith, we understand that we're talking about the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. And we said this yesterday, that Jesus is the word. He was in the beginning. St. John 1 talks about it, talks about Jesus, that he was in the beginning, that he was there with God, and because he was there with God in the beginning, we understand that when we pray, we are praying out him, praying out his word, his will, and then when we pray it, that's how everything is formed, that's how we believe, that's how we understand that our faith will not fail us, that's how we know that it's impossible not to please God without faith, but because we have to have faith to believe. And that faith that we have to believe is we believe everything the word of God says that God has done, is doing, and will do. I like the way that Pastor Tony Evans says it. He says, faith is believing that it is so because God said so, and that settles it. It's believing that it is so because God said so, and that's the basics of it. If you can believe that it is so because God says so, that settles the argument, because to believe, you have to believe that God is, and everything that he is and everything that he said and everything that he's done and is doing is true. It is the real fact. It is the title deed to everything that you need, and because he is, you believe and know with confidence that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. So if you seek after God's will, God's way, God's mind, God's purpose, God's plan, you seek after everything that God is, he's going to come and reward you with what you're seeking, but give you greater, because your faith says, I believe that Jesus has done all these things, and because of him, I have access to every good and perfect thing around the throne of God. Everything that is around God's throne, everything that's in God's kingdom, I have access to it. It's mine. And because of that, my faith declares and decrees that I can manifest that, I can have that, I can pull that down. So we understand that, we know that, and we believe that. And when we do, we activate faith. John 1 and the Amplified Version says this. It says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. The Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that came into being. In him was life, and the light was the light of men, and the light shined into darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, absorbed it, or appropriated it, it is unreceptive to it. Then came a man. Then it talks about John. It talks about John coming and the witness of John and how John knew that Jesus was the light. But we're not going to get into that part. I wanted you to understand that Jesus was there in the beginning, and because of that, when we pray, when we speak out, decreeing and declaring the word of God by faith, when we praise, when we worship, we understand that our faith is powerful and it's doing something, because it is Jesus being spoken out, because he is the word that remains forever and will endure forever and will stand forever, that is eternal. So we are speaking him out, his word, his will. That's why when we pray the word of God, the will of God. And when we pray knowing that as we speak him out, as we decree him out, as we declare him out, it is established, okay? So let's get on this, get back to faith so we can get some more information and understand what we're talking about here, because the book of Hebrews talks about the understanding what faith is and understanding the description of faith, and that's what is happening. We're getting a description of what faith is and how powerful it is, that when we pray, we have the title deed to everything that we ask for. We have what we say because we believe by faith that it's ours. It's already done. It's already accomplished. We're going to receive it. The faith and this description of faith is the substance of, or the essence, or the reality, or the title deed. It means that our faith is something that we understand, that which we hope for is the reality of our lives. We know it to be our reality. We know it to be real. We know it to be that which we have the title deed for, that we can, that no one could ever steal from us, take from us, because we have the assurance that what we prayed and what we asked for and what our faith hopes in and declares is already done. And we're pulling that which is in eternity down into time. We're commanding that which is not seen to be made visible, just as it was with God when he spoke the word. He made a world out of that which was invisible and made it visible. So when we pray by faith, we're commanding something that is not seen by the natural eye, but is seen in the spirit, that is captured in the spirit, to now be pulled down and made evident, made seen, made virtual, to be effective in the earth. We're commanding the will, the divine will of God, power of God, authority of God to be seen in someone's life, in a prayer, in what we hope and what we expect. The evidence, proof of something, the conviction of it, what my conviction, my proof that I know that God hears me and that God is moving and God is answering is when I pray, I expect to see it. I expect the manifestation, the proof of what I pray. I expect it to show up. And by faith, when I pray, I know that God answers me and hears me and he responds to me, I don't wait not expecting anything. I wait praising God, expecting what I prayed, what I decreed, what I declared to show up. Your faith is so powerful that the enemy knows that if he could stop you from believing 1 ounce of God's word, then he's got you. We understand that by faith the world by faith the world was framed. By faith it's impossible. Without faith it's impossible to please God. The just shall live by faith, walk by faith. Faith is action. It is movement of your feet. It is the movement of your feet. You just don't decree it and declare it and not understand that you have to do something with it. Yes, if God, you're decreeing and declaring and you're saying some things and your feet walk towards that thing saying, I already know it's done. I already know that it's done. I already know that I have it. I already know that it's changed. My faith has decreed something, declared something. It's hoped for something. And because of that, the evidence of what I've hoped for is going to show up as proof and the confident conviction of what I know to be my reality, because I have the title deed to that, because Jesus Christ is the word of hope, of life that I spoke out. That when I prayed, when I spoke the word of God, I was speaking out Jesus and who he was and what he's accomplished so that that thing will be done. Okay? So we understand that it is the evidence. Faith itself proves that what is unseen and is not seen with the natural eye is real to us because of our faith. And we understand that if we had the opportunity to look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, we would see that. If you get the chance, please read that scripture, 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, because it lets us understand that there's a reward that is coming with the believer, to the believer, because of their walk of faith, because of their confidence in Jesus Christ. There is a reward that is coming. I don't have enough time to get back into this. When we pick it up tomorrow, I will not be online. When we pick it up next week, we'll pick it up again, not reading the scriptures, but going further into detail about that scripture so that we would know what it is and getting more insight on what faith is and talking about the heroes of faith and what they obtained by faith and how that applies to us. I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience, that you go in and you thank God and bless him by faith, knowing that your faith is moving mountains and causing things to be. Be blessed, and we'll see you next week.